These are the angry voices of LAUSD teachers, parents, and union workers. They were waving signs and chanting until they were heard. And they were heard. Sort of.
Nothing was accomplished. The UTLA disrupted the meeting. They had to cancel it. It's in closed doors now. So the communication was completely obliterated.
So what happened?
They wouldn't let the UTLA wouldn't let the board members talk or conduct their meeting. So they decided to go have closed doors. And then if we didn't leave, we were all going to be arrested.
So why are parents like Jenny Savitsky risking arrest? Well, they say cutting teachers hurts their children. Inside the meeting, school board president Monica Garcia said no one wants to fire teachers, but that the Board of Education is in a pickle and is forced to make tough choices. The LAUSD faces a $700 million deficit for the coming year and says the plan to lay off close to 9,000 teachers and employees is the only option. Susan Gossman is the president of a clerical workers union. She says the state does have other options.
They haven't said anything about cutting at the very top. They haven't said anything about cutting the salaries of the real bureaucracy, which are the people on the top floor of this building. There's a lot of things that could be done.
Notices will be sent out on March 15th, but we won't actually know who of those will lose their jobs until July 1st. Beth Palkovic, Annenberg Radio News.